Vice Vice Chairman.
Mr. President, I thought I would just report to you. Remember you raised with me the matter of the Federal Reserve surplus?
Yes, sir.
Well, we've been working hard on it, and we came to a satisfactory conclusion today to cut that in half. So that we will be paying at the end of the year to the Treasury an additional $500 million. So that I want to make good on my thought that we're doing exactly what we did for a little, only a little bit more than what we did in 1959. For President Eisenhower. You remember our discussion on that?
I sure do.
One thing that I hoped you'd let me explain to you, I've talked to Kermit Gordon, and I've talked to Dylan. We may have a problem on gold legislation, you know, early in the new year. And I had some opposition in my board and some opposition among the presidents. And it seemed to me that if it meets your approval, that it would be wise to just let this come as a routine announcement at the end of the year.
You just handle it like you think you ought to. I raised that question. I didn't know what you could do. I had complete faith you'd do what you could. I appreciate so much you're doing it, and you don't know how much comfort you give me to know that you're around.
Well, that's it's a great privilege to work for you, Mr.
It's
President.
It's great for me to have someone like you, and you, you're a most valuable public servant, and I appreciate it. We'll handle everything we can just like you think it ought to be, because I know of no one that I have more respect for.
Well, Kermit Gordon and I are in complete agreement, he'll brief you on anything. I am hoping to, I didn't have any vacation this summer. I'm hoping to go for Christmas down to the Bahamas on
you
Friday.
You deserve it. You just go, and the way you've worked this other thing out to, up to this point, and I know we're not out of the woods, but the way you've handled it has just been masterfully, and I hope you, do you know my new Secretary of Commerce that we got today?
I know him. I think he's a fine man.
Well, I want you to get with him and give him some help and leadership here in this town, because we're going to build us a little clique before it's over with that will result in having some good government, I think.
Well, he's a good man, and I will help every way I can, and I want you to know what a pleasure it is for me to work with you.
We will, and you talk to me about your situation as it comes up over there, anything that I need to know, and keep me informed, and have a good Christmas, and have a good vacation, and let me know whenever you need me, and I'll step in the pitcher's box.
Well, fine. Thank you, sir. A very happy New Year to you and Mrs. Johnson and the family.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you. Good night.